What's up, y'all? It's time for the Goofy Boys, episode 36. It's Monday, October 23rd, 2017. I changed the name of our podcast. Hope you guys are fine with that. We're the Goofy Boys, three O's in boys. Not in Goofy. There's only one. It's a whole thing. Anyway, this is actually the Rat King. What a good practical joke, y'all. I'm Scott. Scott Petty, that is. You know me from such things as this podcast and a podcast with a different name that was the same thing, minus a thing. And with me, as always, Jose Regia.
Hey, guys.
He's the anime hunk or some shit. Never thought of a new nickname for you because I think it fits pretty well. He's wearing a scoop neck tee, and I could see the crack of his cleavage, which is made out of hair. It almost looks like you drew it on.
Hair's coming back.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
And I'm asking star of the show, Justin Stokes.
Yeah, it really does. Hey, what's up, everyone?
It looks like you drew on pecs. Why is it so dark right there?
What, the hair?
You don't see that line of hair in your scoop?
Well, from this angle, right at I don't think I can.
I'm gonna take a picture. We're gonna post it on the Instagram for all y'all at home. I'm gonna say y'all 5,000 times.
Yeah, I was gonna say you started off on the y'all twice.
Hey, y'all. Okay, Justin, you let's find out. Hey, Justin, what happened with you while I take a picture of Jose's?
So what happened with me is I've been going to the gym. I've been trying to work out. Keyword on trying, I haven't really been doing it. I've just been running on the treadmill and dying, and then going home and regretting it.
I have an amount of hair that's like cleavage.
Yeah, it really
what's
is. Weird.
What's your gym goal? What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to survive.
I have asthma, so whenever I run, I think me and Jose had gone to the gym like once or twice, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm going to run a mile, and then I have asthma attacks. Multiple.
You have asthma attacks.
Yeah, plural. plural asthma attacks at the end, so that's fun.
Well, I stopped drinking like soft drinks and stuff pretty much, and now I switched over to like those big jugs of water that you're supposed to drink like half your body weight in or something like that. So I do that, and then I'm just like, oh, this is bad, and I just want to throw up all the time.
We should tell people you are 75 pounds, so this isn't healthy. You're drinking 37 gallons of water.
Yeah, and then we do the elliptical, and then I'm just like, ooh, this is working out my arms and legs, so this is like double death.
This is bullshit. Fuck this.
Yeah, really, it really is.
When you say we do the elliptical, it means you're on one side and she's on the other.
Well, yeah.
You guys are just like you're on one of those old train cars.
Yeah, it's like, I was going to say the old train things. Yeah, it's terrible. It's so bad.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you. I'm getting better. I'm proud of you. That takes a lot of effort.
I used to get super winded at like the second flight of steps. Now I just get winded on the third flight.
But you still do get super Wendy's, which is when you go to Wendy's and you order everything off the menu.
I know, which is bad.
Huh? Cheat day.
But that's every day.
Yeah. Every day is cheat day with the right code.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Go to Wendy's, use promo code RATKING, and they will beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, tell them we sent you.
Tell them to put a hand on your burger.
can you put fingernail clippings into my fries, please?
Ooh,
thanks.
That's actually a good strategy if you're like, I want to stop eating fast food, like just have someone bleed on your fries or something. And then you're like, well, I never want fries again. Or you find out you like blood as a condiment.
Yeah
And either way, it's kind of like if you're ever jerking off, like let's say you're jerking off at work, and then someone on the side of you in the stall just like farts as soon as you come.
Done.
And then that just becomes a thing now. From now on,
you're like, I can't come unless somebody farts.
Oh god!
And they have to be on the opposite side of this wall. We're a video game podcast, and so Justin, working out.
Yeah, it's terrible, but. Yeah. I guess it's helping.
I gotta say, you do look like you lost a little bit of weight. I don't know if that's just because you told me you're working out.
I think it's
because
I shaved my gross facial hair.
That is part of it. Yeah,
I'd agree. It's definitely it.
I kept mine.
Well, see, you can like actually grow stuff. I can't.
I can almost grow a beard now. It's great. I'm almost getting to beardy boy status.
I've come to the conclusion that a lot of people look really good with beards.
I went to the barbershop yesterday, and the guy, I told him how I still can't grow a mustache. Like, he said, yeah, you're just going to have strings. And he said, how old are you? And I said, 26. He said, I think if you could grow a mustache, you could by now. And I was like, well, even 2 years ago, my beard was significantly worse than it is now. And he said, even 2 months ago, it was. So I'm getting a beard, not so much a mustache. Huh?
Slap back.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some Rogaine. Get some of those clear hairs on you.
But we looked into Rogaine.
Yeah, we did.
And all it does is kind of help you from losing it, and sometimes you get fiber optic hairs.
So I've come to the conclusion that it says to not use it anywhere but your hair.
Yeah.
But I think that's more of a liability thing.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Yeah, I've been using it on my eyebrows for years, and yeah, they are thick
nice
and strong. Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're very expressive.
Thank you.
Very bold.
They always look like they're making arches.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They are just the McDonald's sign. Go to McDonald's, give them promo code WTF. And
remember one time we almost got sued?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jose on last week's artwork just was like, I'll just put the golden arches on there.
And I should make them like blue or something.
Yeah, he just put the yellow McDonald's golden arches on the podcast art, and I had to remove them. And he had a good thing on there that I can't say,
yeah,
just in case.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else besides working out for you? Did you play that Friday the 13th update?
Yeah, I did. I checked it out.
What's going on there?
So they added a... Do I want to do this now or save it for news? No, I can do it now.
Yeah, we'll just do it now.
So they added a new map, and it's probably the biggest map of the game so far, because I remember that a few updates ago they released like smaller versions of this of the map, which are like more condensed and whatnot. But this one is just flat out like humongous. Mm-hmm. There's like multiple islands you can get on with different cabins, and in the middle there's like two giant cabins, and it's pretty much the Jarvis residence is what the map's name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Jarvis cabin or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and they added a new counselor. Let me pull up his name.
His name is like Cliff or Clive or something, I think. He's like a hippie guy, right?
Yeah, his name's Mitch Floyd.
Oh, I was close.
But I was going to say his stats are really good. Like, he's got good composure and repair. And those are like the two things
he's always high off that devil's lettuce.
Brah. He's always, always fixing things.
Come on, man. There's always the high guy in like the killer movies, slasher movies. He's like, what, dude? Are you fucking for real, bro?
It's like, oh, there's a dude with a machete? Seeing this right now.
Best yeah. a doobie, bro. that's my extent of marijuana stuff.
Marijuana knowledge.
So what I really like is the new map has two like really big cabins, and those are like the two spots you don't want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're based off of like the residents in the movie. And so they have a basement, like the first floor, and then the third floor. So there's a lot more areas to hide,
Wait.
But it's still kind of sketchy because you don't want to go to the main area because that's where...
Why'd you skip the second floor?
It's bad luck.
You said the basement, the first floor, and the third floor.
Yeah, you don't want to go
there's
to the
no
second floor.
Is it like an M.C. Escher thing?
Yeah.
No, it's like when the hotels, there's like
there's no 13th
floor. It's the second floor is the bad luck
floor. You got to leave that out in the Jason game, because if you say it, then he just reappears.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's you know how like you go to the main cabin and you never want to go there because that's like the first spot that Jason's going to go to, right?
I did not know that because I do not understand strategy, but continue.
Okay, so there's two main buildings and they're right next to each other. And they have basement, first floor, second floor, which is very different compared to the other maps.
Yeah.
And so they also added another Jason. So this is Jason from part 4. He looks probably the cleanest out of all the murderers.
Nice.
But he's
like
just got like
haircut.
the cut in his head.
Yeah.
And he's missing a part of his mask. And they added the like a little rain system that's random for all the maps, which is really nice.
Is
and
it
adds
just
a lot
rain?
More depth.
No other weather.
I meant depth. Yes. So just rain. I think
and
it,
death. That's
yeah,
good.
I think it makes it a bit more foggy.
Is Jason X in there yet?
No.
Damn. No, not yet.
Maybe someday.
I think
one
he's
day.
On
it's
like
the only Jason movie or the Friday the 13th movie I've seen.
The one in space?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's like on the like roadmap or whatever, if they get so many people who play it or something mm-hmm. like that. But so far, you know, what I really like is the rain,
mm-hmm.
especially on the smaller maps, because I haven't played the smaller maps, and it's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah,
especially when like you don't see him but you can hear the music, but when you do see him it's like he's walking through the fog
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and he gets you at the last moment. Terrifying.
Can you slip on like rain or mud or anything, or is it just like sort of cosmetic for the environment?
I think it's just cosmetic, but I think it affects your fear also.
Oh yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So it's hard to see, and I think it takes a bit longer for your fear to go back down, at least from the few maps that I played while we had rain on it.
I don't know what I hate more, being slaughtered by a masked killer or my pants getting wet.
Hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
Have you ever tried to take off
wet
skinny
pants?
Jeans?
Yeah, like it pulls all your hairs and stuff.
Sure.
I'm just going to say
right?
wet
is that
underwear.
How it works?
Wet underwear is pretty bad, too.
We don't have to talk about your issues.
Okay.
Silence. Okay, is that it with Friday the 13th?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, well, that sounds cool. Are you working out so that you can, like,
beat up Jason?
Maybe go to a camp and then, like, chase a counselor or two?
No, I'm working out so when I go to a camp and it comes to the event where people have to run, that I won't be the first one to die.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get to the point where I can be the second person to die.
Yeah. You as a mass serial killer would be pretty terrifying. And
no,
a little funny.
Because I'm really short.
That's why it'd be a little funny.
Yeah, I also don't think you're very like dexterous or like you're like a fairly clumsy person, I'd say. Not like in everyday life, but I feel like if I put you on a trampoline, you'd fall a lot.
Well, yeah, that's what trampolines are for.
I just feel like
that's literally what they were made for. It's
falling.
For you to fall.
No.
Because you always jump off the edge and fall.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. I've had trampolines.
Or like if I put you on a Ninja Warrior course, you would like fall down the ramp where you start out.
Yeah, and then you would just walk across.
I would say I feel like I'd make it to the second course. As long as I don't have to like physically hold something like the little barrels they hold and go down the ramp, I think I'd be all right on the first course, like the jumping thing.
I do think when you got to the end of the third one and you had to climb that rope, you would just pull the rope and bring it down to you. Yeah. They'd smack that button and
that'd
they go,
be great.
Like, I guess he won.
I want someone to do that.
Yeah. Just have like lead boots on. What about you, Jose? What did you get up to?
I played a decent amount of stuff, so I don't know if you want to go first.
Okay. My birthday happened since we last recorded.
Ooh, happy birthday. 29.
29 years old. Justin was the only person who wished me a happy birthday out of any of my friends in any of the multiple states I've been at.
I did it before. I
doesn't count
because
it wasn't on the birthday.
But it doesn't count.
Oh, you mean like 2015?
Well, no, I did it like 2 days before, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then I didn't do it on the day of.
Never mind, I'm not going to go further into that. But I had my birthday. I went and saw Kingsman, The Golden Circle. Mm-hmm. Have you either of you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
What did you just do Shaka for?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a fun little romp. It is simultaneously the best and the worst movie.
Yeah.
The first one is like genuinely, as we've talked about, a very good movie. Mm-hmm. This second one is not.
Like dumb funny, at least.
I don't
or like dumb fun. I mean,
so like the fact that Jeremy Renner plays a cowboy and he has that lasso, right? And multiple times he's doing a little circle with a lasso and he like jumps through his own lasso real big.
Yeah,
and like I was in there like holding my face and looking at my girlfriend like, this is the fucking best. What is going on? So like shit like that happened. People do crazy flips and I'm like, what? And then there's also just like the story is not good. Doesn't make any sense. A lot of the acting is bad.
Even from like the previous actors?
I would say the acting was good for the most part in the first one.
Oh, I meant like, performance kind of flop in the second
no,
one?
No, okay. No. All the people who were good are good again. Channing Tatum is in about 3 minutes of the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, so it's mostly about Jeremy Renner.
Okay, they advertised him so much.
I know, he was like a big thing. And he has like a cool fight scene, I'll say that.
What's his name?
Agent Whiskey.
Whiskey. Okay.
Yeah, and then I think the other he's Tequila.
Tequila.
Renner is Whiskey, I think. But it was fun. But like a lot of the acting is bad. The story is incredibly stupid. It makes no sense. Most of it is very corny,
mm-hmm.
and you leave going like it. Right now, it's 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I go like it deserves 60.
Yeah.
Like, it deserves to be the minimum of whatever fresh is, you know?
I thought the first one was also kind of corny, too, and, like, a lot of, like, the...
It had a lot of tropes.
Yeah, like, a lot of the... But they were doing, like, purposely.
Yeah.
And that's why it was kind of corny, because it was, like, old spy tropes, mm-hmm. like, just some dumb... I don't know.
This one was, like,
the anal joke at the end of it, I guess.
This is, like, say you took the first... I mean, not many James Bond movies were good, but, like, if you took... a movie like James Bond, right? And then you said in the next one, his partner is a raptor. And that's kind of what it felt like. It's just, it
so
was like,
which one's
that?
The raptor?
Huh?
Which one's the raptor?
The one lady. I don't know any actors' names. But it's just incredibly corny. But I left, and me and my girlfriend were both very satisfied with it. And okay. We're like, we should watch that again.
That's good.
But as far as I would like defend the first one and being like a very good movie, I would not do that for the second.
Okay.
I also, the other day, took my legally prescribed Xanax and watched 3 Saw movies in a row. Mm-hmm. And by watched, I mean would occasionally wake up and turn another one on.
Would you wake up in the middle of someone dying, or...
Yeah, I mean, that's all that happens
So. Well, I wasn't sure if, like, you got into, like, the little dead zones of the movie where you see a puppet or some shit.
yeah, occasionally. And then, other than that, I was pretty busy aside from those things. And so, I played a little bit more of Golf Story. Mm-hmm. I won a tournament, which was, like, my first real tournament against, like, a pro. And I got my first hole-in-one, my first and only.
Nice.
And it was very, it was like a 227 yard hole in one. I posted it on Instagram.
Is there like any special dialogue for you getting a hole in one, or?
No, they just say like, it said like mega hole in one or something like that. Or no, it doesn't, it just says hole in one. Cause you can get, I was doing really well cause I got like 3 mega eagles in a row, mm-hmm. which is like, so an eagle is what, 2 under par, I want to say?
Yes.
It's either 1 or 2 under par. And a mega, so that an eagle is like, You putt it in to get an eagle, and then a mega eagle is like you get 2 under par, but you hit it from like 100 yards away, or at least off of the green. You know,
you hit a putt from 200 yards away.
No,
I was gonna say like that's ridiculous.
But yeah, I got my first and only ever hole in one at like 227 yards, and I was like so excited. And then I looked around and realized no one ever gave a shit. But
I feel like that's at least in Golf Story, that seems like the equivalent of one-shotting like a boss or something.
Yeah, kind of. Because they're like 9 hole rounds, and it's fun. And I would just say, if you have a Switch, spend the $15 on it. If you're mm-hmm. if you're interested in RPGs at all, if you're interested in like goofy little golf stuff like Hot Shots or whatever, it's or of course Mario Golf, just get it.
Yeah.
But that's it for me. What about you?
Oh, hold on. Can I piggyback off of you?
Hell yeah.
So I did go to the movies and I watched The Foreigner.
Oh, why?
Which one's The Foreigner?
It's Jackie the Chan. Jackie Chan with oh. Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, his last movie,
Brosnan.
Right?
Is it Brosnan or Brosnan?
What I just said.
Who's Brosnan?
Yeah, who's this Brosnan?
This is chaos.
No one.
So Pierce Brosnan. Anyway, so yeah, it's Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan.
James. Just say James Bond.
James Bond. So yeah. It is him. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, he's from GoldenEye.
Yeah, he's like the 90s
with
version
the weird
of Bond.
Stretched out face in the cover of that game.
N64, yeah.
But I really liked it. It was good seeing Jackie Chan in a different light that wasn't so like light comedy and stuff like that.
Oh, was like, it like a serious comedy? Movie?
Yeah, it was very akin to like The Taken.
Okay.
Or not The Taken. What is it? Is it Taken?
Taken?
Just the Taken. Taken.
Hmm.
Oh, Taken, the best, most artsy series in the world.
The Taken, featuring Liam Neeson. Yeah, anyways, it was really good. It's very different seeing him in a different light other than, like satire and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was, it kind of makes me sad that Jackie Chan's getting older.
So is he still doing stunts? Is that the, like, is he...
I would guess he's still doing his own stunts, yeah.
Okay, because he's, like, what, 70, 65? I don't know, he's up there.
I know he taught me a lot about talismans.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Jackie Chan Adventures, wearing khakis and a blue sweatshirt.
Dude, he had blue hair in that show.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he
did. Yeah, he did. Anyways, it was a good movie. And I also played some Halo 5, but that was the extent to my week.
Huh.
But what about you, Jose? What'd you get up to
since you got
so much news?
I mean, not really news, but I played a decent amount of games. So on my way to Missouri, I ended up playing Stardew Valley for a good 5 hours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That game's fun as fuck.
While you were driving.
Yeah, right? I was driving for five hours straight, as in, like, you were driving and playing?
Yeah. My nice. Girlfriend was like, here, let me drive. I'm like, no, I'm fucking, look at my chickens.
Look at my chicken. You have chickens now?
No, not yet. I'm supposed to save money to get a coop, and I'm like, or I can just keep farming shit. But, like, it's a really fun game. My girlfriend's like 20 hours into that game now.
Is she?
Yeah, so I'm kind of, like, looking at her play the game, and I'm seeing shit that I didn't realize was in the game.
Yeah.
There's like a Dark Souls, like, kind of like roguelike, roguelike thing going on when you go into the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it
the
resets.
Cave thing.
Yeah, when you go into the mines. There's like, it's like procedurally generated every time you go in there. And
is it?
Yeah.
I've been in 3 times, and it was the exact same layout every time.
Every time I've seen her do it, she goes in there. Like, I think maybe like the first five floors are still
no,
like
she's
that.
Going in a different one for you.
I guess. Like, she's 40 floors in. Mm-hmm. And every time I look over, there's something different. There's crabs and shit, like, yeah. walking around. She hits them with hammers, and I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. And
does yeah. she have the sword yet?
She does have a sword. She has, like, a silver sword or something. Mm-hmm. It's not the one that you get at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's something way better than that.
She upgraded it.
Yeah. So, essentially, I'm telling you what my girlfriend's been playing and using as mine. But she has chickens, she has cows, she has a butt ton of shit. And I'm like, oh, this is great.
A butt ton of shit.
A butt ton of shit from the chicken and the cows. But, like, so far I haven't found someone to marry yet. I don't know whom.
Whom?
One of the chickens or cows.
Huh?
One of the chickens or cows.
One of the chickens.
I did hear, there was this documentary where mama had a chicken, mama had a cow.
Yeah.
Dad was proud. He didn't care how.
I don't
know if that's... yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, it's a really fun game. I want to get more into it, but I'm literally only like 8 hours in.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm rushing myself to get good at it. Like, I've added fences and everything, and everything's all fenced in. All the trees are cleared out.
How do you clear like a full tree? Just with an axe?
Just with an axe.
Like a big old tree?
It's just a big old tree.
Okay.
How long does it take? How many hits?
12, I think. 10 okay. or 12. Like, that's with the tree and then the stump that it leaves behind. And okay. then there's the big stumps that you can't cut
yet.
Until you get a better axe.
Yeah.
Which I still don't have a better axe.
That's what I'm working on now, is I'm getting like fucking amethyst crystals and whatever other bullshit and selling them and getting money that way.
Yeah. That's what... And then also mining is very important. I didn't realize it was going to be that important for you to get better equipment.
Do you have a furnace?
Yes, I have a furnace, nice. But I haven't used it.
Do you have it inside or outside?
I have it inside, so me my too. House burns down.
So I have it right next to my fireplace, and I turn them both on, and I watch my house burn.
My girlfriend went to the flower festival. Have you been up to that
no.
yet? So there's this like a flower festival where you go in there and like you're supposed to dance with people, mm-hmm. but since you're new to town, you can ask people to dance. And have you met Haley yet?
Yes.
She's just like, ew, no.
Yeah.
And then there's another one. I think it might have been Penny, who's like, to be honest, I don't really want to dance with you. And then no one dances with you for that little festival, and it's kind of fucked up.
Fun.
But I mean, it makes sense.
Maybe like you have life. To have like a special item for someone to dance with you.
Yeah, like
special
money.
Flowers.
yeah,
and money.
Or in like farmer's currency, chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to watch me fuck this chicken and dance with me?
Yeah. Other than that, work is starting to slow down, so I've been playing Game Boy Advance games while I'm out there.
Nice.
I've been playing Mega Man Zero.
You are a surgeon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I was going to say, like, I have a 50-50 thing. Where 50% of people live and 50% of people
die.
Oh,
I just imagine you...
So it's pretty good. The odds are pretty good.
I just imagine you wash up, someone puts the gloves on, mm-hmm. and you cut an artery, and you go, coded, and you walk away with your Game Boy.
Call it. Wait, I've been playing Mega Man Zero. It makes me really want more Mega Man games.
Oh. But
at least the Mega Man Zero series.
It's
have you played the Zero
happen.
Series? It's not going to happen.
I'm pretty sure I've played every X-Men game, but Mega Man, no, they suck.
Mega Man Zero is super fast.
Yeah.
Super, at least the first one, it tried to do this weird thing where, like, you suck at the beginning of the game, and then eventually, the more you use a certain weapon, the more you level up that weapon, and then it gets better.
Yeah.
And it does this dumb thing where, like, you start off with one slash, and then if you keep using it, you get the second slash, and then you get the third slash, and I'm like, this is stupid. But then you get the third slash, and I'm like, this is fun as fuck, and everything's so fast paced, and it's kind of hard.
The Mega Man games, I remember playing like good ones as a kid,
mm-hmm.
and then, oh man, just the, like, so many of them just felt like reskins that it ruined the series for
that's
me.
What it was.
Yeah.
Like, because Mega Man, the classic Mega Mans, they were all one reskin, not even a reskin, but it was like it was just the same game over and over again with different bosses.
Yeah.
Same with the X series, same with that, Mega Man Zero as well, but that only had four games. Battle mm-hmm. Network, like the Battle Network games are legit good. Like all the Mega Man games are great, but the problem was that they came out with so many of them that you're like,
you could have 1/5 of each series mm-hmm. and I would still be happy with the series.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did even further beyond, like, Pokemon Sun and Moon, Black mm-hmm. and White, Red, Silver, you know, all
Red,
that
Silver.
Shit.
But
you know,
like, with
mean.
The Mega Man Zero, it's the exact same thing with Mega Man Zero. Mega Man Zero 1, 2, and 3, they should have stopped at 3.
Yeah.
And then 4 came out, and it gave it an ending to the story, but, I mean, who gives a shit?
You.
Yeah, I guess. Played some Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. That game is fun. Yeah. Like, that game's good.
Now you just sound like an idiot.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. That game's good. It's really good.
I love fucking tactics games, man.
It's like, I don't know. Like, the art style for it is really good. Mm. The mechanics. Because I remember playing the first tactics game. And it was like, oh, this is really weird because you have to face a certain way. And if you first face a certain way, they deal more damage against you.
Yeah.
And then I played the Game Boy Advance version. And it's a lot less darker in tone of the story. But like, oh, man, it's really good.
Can you do summons?
Huh?
Can you do summons?
I haven't gotten that far yet, okay. I can.
Is this the one that starts with like a snowball fight?
Yes.
Okay.
With the weird tutorial. Yeah. Where, like, here, throw a snowball at these fucking dumb kids.
These fucking idiots, yeah. I remember that. It's been a while since I played, but that's always stuck with me.
I bought Witcher 1 and 2.
Really?
I don't know.
You have a problem.
Did you guys see the sale for that? They're $2.
Wait, for which one?
Huh?
For your PlayStation?
For PC.
Oh, okay.
And they run well on my computer.
Yeah.
At least I played Witcher 1. That one runs okay. Yeah. I don't think 2 is going to run well.
Ooh, The Witcher is so old, though,
it's
right?
It's very old, yeah. Still the same voice actor for Geralt. Nice. I didn't realize that. The first one's kind of weird because you can play it over the shoulder, or you can play
Okay.
Well, like a third person, like how the game is now.
Like a Skyrim.
Yeah. Or like even how Witcher is now, and then you can also play it as like an isometric game, like a Diablo type thing where you have to click where to go and stuff like that. I'm like, this is odd, but the mechanics are kind of in the first one. I heard the second one improves upon them.
Isn't it like 15 years old?
What, the Witcher one? I don't know.
It's very old.
I know Witcher 2, you know, it was an Xbox 360 game.
I think The Witcher is 30 years old, and then Witcher 2 is 15 years old.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
15 years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get through it. I've heard that if you get past the first 10 hours in The Witcher 1, it gets really good.
See, this is why, like, me and you are on totally different levels of video games.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how can I eat up all of my time with anything? And I go, like, at this point, I go, oh, that game looks cool, but I just don't have the time. I'll watch some Twitch streams or something. But you're like, I'd like to challenge my hobby as much
well,
as I can.
Well, because I was told the same thing about Witcher 3, and that was worth it completely. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, Witcher has good storytelling, and then I'll get past the first 10 hours and be like, this is great, and then probably drop it.
I will say that The Witcher 3 was good, like, right off the bat. I thought it had good pacing. But I let go of it, so I don't know what the first one's going to be like.
I'll see. It is rough, though.
Yeah, you don't ever think, like I haven't seen The Wire, the show The Wire, you know? And I go, like, I should really watch The Wire. Like, it's critically acclaimed. They just made it, like, HD and shit. Like, it looks good. And then I remember, like, all the shows that I've missed out on over the years that were, like, genuinely good, you know? And you go, like, oh, man, I should really watch those. They're, like, cultural milestones and stuff, like, cultural markers. And then I go, you can't do that. You got to just live. And that's how I am with video games, too. I'm like, man, I really missed out on X, Y, and Z. And I go, like, but what are you going to do? Burn 30 more hours of your life? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but
Pokemon?
Huh?
Pokemon X, Y, and Z?
Yeah. No, shut up. But I missed whatever, and I think about going back, something like Witcher 2 or whatever, and I go, like, I don't have 90 hours anymore.
Look, if you want to just play Witcher 3 and have, like, all the story from Witcher 1 and 2, there are videos out there that you can watch, and that can count as your Twitch stream.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, I did the same with Nier, because I don't want to play Nier, because I don't want to turn on my PlayStation 3. I mean, I'm going to eventually, but not for Nier. I mean, just watch a 2-hour video of the lore. That's what I did before I played Witcher 3.
That's how I feel about, like, games coming out with so many of, like, PlayStation 4 games that are coming out that I'm really interested in. I'm like, how do I find the time to balance between, like, 5 games?
Well, and that's why I don't do that anymore. Like, I have Mario next week, which I, of course, have to get.
Played that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to, like, Best Buy or something?
I went to Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's really, controls really,
I mean, it's
really good.
It's already gotten 10 out of 10 review from Edge in the UK. But, like, I wanted The Evil Within 2 because it is much better than the first one. I like horror stuff and everything, and it's gotten really good reviews. But I just don't have that time. or now people are talking about, well, Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, and Assassin's Creed Origins, and Mario, and this and that, the South Park game, and I'm just like, all right, I'm just missing some now. Like, that's my life. I used to live in a world where I would buy three games at a time and power through them because I wasn't working. I didn't have anything else going on. And sometimes I wish I had that time. I'm going to do that when I get my vasectomy and I can't leave the couch probably.
Yeah, that's good.
But other than that, I don't hate on anybody for doing it. If you can do it, that's fun as hell, but I just can't. I'm so tired all the time, man. I got so much going on, I just can't.
A lot of the times I force myself to do, like, play games, and I guess that's kind of bad because I don't sleep too well sometimes, but...
Because you're like, I could be up playing games.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, you're like an addict.
Yeah.
You should go somewhere.
I played Fury. Have you guys seen that game?
No.
Heard of it.
It's kind of like a neon, like, character action game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same artist that did Afro Samurai.
Okay.
I think it was on sale this week. And so you're like a neon, your hair's white, but it glows. And then you glow too. And then it's like a neon, I'm going to say neon a lot.
Yeah.
It's a weird game. Because it's like, kind of like a devil, like a hack and slash kind of game.
Uh-huh.
But it also is like a shoot 'em up.
Okay.
Like a Nicaruga kind of game.
Uh-huh.
So it's just the boss rush.
Like Robotron?
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to picture it in my head. Okay, this guy's neon. He's got white hair.
Yeah.
There's neon around, and a lot of the stuff is neon. And I'm like, ooh, I'm halfway there.
It's pretty much a boss rush game where you just fight bosses and bosses. But like in between each boss, you have to walk to the boss. And I like literally walk. Like it takes a good 6-7 minutes. And luckily, there's an auto walk. Exactly. There's an auto walk button where you can just press it and then it walks, because there's dialogue in between. You know, there's some creepy guy with a rabbit head telling you, like, yeah, the next boss you're gonna be fighting is this guy, he controls time or something.
I'm sorry, I don't have 7 minutes anymore.
So that I've come to realize that, like, in between loading screens, in between cutscenes, and between that whole walking thing, I think we've all become very impatient with games.
Yeah, I mean, with everything.
Probably because we're older and I guess we have stuff to do.
We have responsibilities.
No, that's not. It's not it at all. It's the availability of technology and the internet has made everything immediately gratifying.
That works.
It used to be, I can't remember who it was. There's a stand-up in like the late 90s, early 2000s that was like, you know, it used to be where if you wanted to know where Tom Petty was born, you just had to ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't know, you just didn't know where Tom Petty was born. But now you can be like, oh, what was that thing with blood? And then you Google it and you have it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you're watching a movie, like there's so many movies that get panned by fans instead of critics because there's like a 3-minute series where a train is on tracks and they're just showing characters, no dialogue or anything, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the Bourne movies got made. That's how Mission Impossible went from spy series to like crazy fights and shit and stunts and everything like that. And I don't think it has anything to do with not having time, because if you don't have time, you're not playing them at all. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's just when everything's just available to you, why should I have to wait? I can go somewhere else.
With this, I do appreciate that there is like a little walking thing.
Uh-huh.
Because the game looks really good. Like it's all cel shaded.
Mm-hmm.
So like the neon kind of dark, like there's like dark cel shading and everything like that.
How would you describe like the color patterns?
Neon.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are the colors?
Huh?
What are the colors?
Neons.
Okay.
Like neon pink.
Yeah.
Neon blue.
Neon blue. Neon brown.
Leon.
Do they have neon brown?
Leon Kennedy. But like the whole time,
Chris Redfield, red. Sorry,
Chris Neon Redfield.
Yeah. His middle name most people don't know.
But God damn it!
You know that glitch at the end of the game where you get on the jet ski and you drive off, but the girl stays in place.
Yeah.
That's so funny to me. That whole game's a fucking escort mission.
Yeah. Did people like that? That it was an escort mission?
No, but people loved Resident Evil 4.
Huh. How does that work?
because it wasn't, she couldn't really die that easily. And most of the time, people just came to like grab her, and then you would just shoot them in the back a couple times and they drop her.
Because I remember there was this thing where you can get her like a suit of armor.
Yes.
And you can just put her there and then just shoot zombies.
Pretty much.
That's cool.
They're not zombies, but whatever.
They're infected. I do appreciate like the whole walking thing because it shows you glimpses of the world where it's all like cell shaded and like the
and neon.
And neon, yeah. And then the rabbit character is telling you like what
there's a fucking rabbit?
Dude, he's neon too.
Have you watched Afro Samurai?
Yes.
Do you remember the guy with the teddy bear head?
Yes.
It's pretty much that, but with a rabbit head.
Okay.
And he's just telling you, and I think he's probably like part of your subconscious or something. He's telling you that like, oh, the next boss that you're going to be fighting controls time. And then getting on like to the gameplay, it's like you fight the boss and he shoots like these like kind of like Ikaruga bullets at you. And you have to like dodge them, weave through them. You can dash through them. They shoot shockwaves. You can dash through them too. And if you get close enough, you can use your melee attack, and then the camera zooms in on both of you fighting close range, and then you can parry the attacks and stuff. And then it's just that. And then you both have your health bars, and if you have a health bar, and then you have like three lives at the bottom, and so does the boss. And if you die, that boss gains a health meter.
Okay.
And if you kill him, you gain that your health meter back, and he loses his. So it's just like a back and forth thing. So don't die.
Yeah.
It's really good. The music's really good. And like every hit that you do kind of goes along with the music. It's
and
a fun game.
What's the name of the game?
Fury.
And it's on?
PS4. I think it might be on PC, and I think it might be Xbox One as well.
Cool. So should people check that out?
Yeah. It does have its problems.
Yeah, I'm sure. As all of them do.
And then lastly, I bought Guilty Gear. Exard, Revelator.
Exard.
Yeah. And I bought it for $5. Guilty Gear Revelator 2 is out, so you can upgrade to it for $20 and get all the characters,
yeah,
which is pretty cool. But that game is... I see that game and how the game looks and playing it, and once in motion, it looks fantastic, and that's what I'm going to be seeing from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, Justin just showed me a picture of the game you're talking about. And it is, I would describe it as like a neon color pattern.
Yeah.
No lines. Kind of looks like when they do the test levels, you know, before they add the textures.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of looks like that mixed with like Tron.
It's very Tron-like.
Yeah. Tron had a lot of, what's the thing? Neon.
Neon.
Got it.
All right.
But Guilty Gear is really good. There's a very in-depth tutorial, like in-depth. Like it actually teaches you how to play the game. It teaches you how to run in the game. Like it literally like puts balloons. I'm like, run through these balloons. Now jump. Now dash through these balloons. Now backdash through these balloons.
That's cool.
And it's super in-depth. And I think about it like this. Like if you want to play a fighting game, Guilty Gear would probably be the one to go in.
Yeah.
To try because it has a really good tutorial. But at the same time, the amount of shit that's in that tutorial, I would say don't try Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is go to Guilty Gear and then Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm kind of like doing with Guilty Gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing it. I was already kind of familiar with the Guilty Gear games. But like going through this tutorial, it teaches you so many things. Like there's three different types of barriers that you, three different types of blocks. There's like your launchers that you can do, the air combos. Each character plays differently, obviously, but like one character is like, hey, if you want to start off with this character, I wouldn't recommend starting off with this character because he plays completely different than the other character, so you won't be able to learn the other characters. And it's like, oh, fuck. So I just stuck to one character, and that's the one that I'm going to be, I guess, maining.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's so bad.
What else you got?
That's it.
That's it?
Guilty Gear.
Jesus. All right. So we've learned Jose plays video games for literally 20 hours a day.
I was trying to make up for the whole me not playing video games for 4 weeks.
I just
you don't gotta do that.
Yeah.
I'm set for the rest of the year.
I'm pretty sure you're dead.
Yeah, gonna start near, but I was like, no, I shouldn't.
My whole point was like I used to think, oh, my back catalog, and then I was just like, just delete those games, homie. Like you don't have to do
you're
it.
You're done. Yeah. It's like the whole like the book about like clutter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, just get rid of what you don't need. And I'm over here fucking like, no, keep coming. Yeah. I'll play them eventually.
Like when people are like, yeah, my Steam library has 2,000 games. I go,
why?
You just can't. Yeah. I get it was 20 cents, but come on now, like just let it go. That's what I've started doing, man. And I have like 12 PS4 games, a couple of them that are just like multiplayer I go back to, and then just my Switch, I have 3 games, and that's perfect for me. And I'm trying to get through Golf Story, so when I get Mario, I still only have 3 games. Mm-hmm. I want to like never have too more much overlapping. Three. Because even Jose telling me that, I'm just like...
having a panic attack.
I wish someone would light me on fire. As much as I love video games, that sounds awful.
So I get that same feeling, but with Tekken only. Like, I completely regret buying Tekken.
Yeah. Why have you not like sold it back or anything?
Because it's digital.
Oh, God damn it. Ugh. See, well, like,
I ever have a friend that's like, hey, do you have Tekken? I'm like, yeah, bitch, I have Tekken.
Yeah. Let's go back to the beginning of that. If you ever have a friend.
Yeah.
So, 2020, here's hoping. We're starting a candidacy to be Jose's friend.
Anybody want to play Tekken with me?
Hit him up on Twitter, @ not Jose Merguia. Mm-hmm. And he can't spell.
I can't. Okay. I'm not getting paid to spell, Scott.
Oh yeah, forget you.
We're not
you
getting
fired.
Paid at all. If anything, we pay people.
Am I a guest?
We lose money. Yeah, you're special guest, yeah. Jose. Special guest, fired co-host. Okay, so with that and that that crazy bullshit from Jose, we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, we're back, y'all. That's right. Bring it back. Well, I'm going to say y'all.
Bring it back, y'all.
Bring it back, y'all.
What up, y'all?
All right. So now we're going to move into what we like to call the schnooze. So,
schnooze.
Jose, can you tell me a little bit about that new Sony label, Unties?
Yeah. So I guess Sony.
Unties.
Yeah, Unties. Sony put out a new, I guess, like a company, I guess a label.
Yeah, publishing label.
They're publishing Nintendo Switch games and also PC games.
Well, it is a essentially a multi-platform publishing publishing house that are going to specialize largely in not only PS4 games, but yes, like you said, PC and Switch.
And the one that's pretty much like dedicated more towards the Switch was Tiny Metal, which is kind of like a Advance Wars kind of game.
Yeah, how did you feel? Did you watch that trailer? What did you think?
Yeah, I saw it. It looks good. It's just like I'm not really looking for a tactics game right now, other than like the Final Fantasy that I'm playing.
I was like, is this a tactics or a RTS?
No, it's a tactics game. It's basically like Advanced Wars. Mm-hmm. And I love that shit. I loved Advanced Wars.
It looks good though. Like,
yeah, it looks very cool. I'm interested in it.
Which it confuses me though, because I'm like, well, why doesn't Nintendo just make an Advanced Wars game? Because I mean, I feel like they're due for one.
I think they probably will, and it'll be called like Advanced Wars, and then it'll have some sort of pun with the fact that you can take the Switch with you. You know what I mean? I just don't know what it would be.
Go mobile.
No, that's not you don't know what a pun is, and neither do you. So
I don't get paid for puns, Scott. I don't get paid.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you guys still owe me money. Give me my money. Don't give me money.
No, hold
on.
I gotta do it now.
Right now.
It's recorded.
Thank
there.
You. Hey, do you guys hear this?
It's
that's
cash money.
$5, bitch. Justin, you owe me $355.
You want to get it
here
right now?
Yes. You hear that?
Yeah, that's money,
that's
bitch.
That's $355.
That's money, bitch.
Here, give me that $5 back.
Okay. Now I have $350. I'm glad we did that on the podcast. So yeah, Unties is also working, which I originally thought it was Unties.
Yeah.
Because Unties is like a past.
It's a pun.
It's it is a present tense verb or something. They're also working on games that include Last Standard, Merkava Avalanche, and Demo Reborn, all of which are action titles. And they have some short trailers that I didn't get a chance to look at. Did you?
No, I was more interested in Tiny Metal, to be honest.
Yeah, I am interested in what Sony can do for Nintendo. They did say they're all going to be smaller games. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, are they going to keep the pattern of having, $15 indie titles? Like, where are these going to fall in that spectrum?
I hope they stay with $15.
I think they're going to be like $15,
$20. I think with it being essentially a AAA studio, this is ran by Sony Music Entertainment. It's part of the branch of them. I'm thinking since they are essentially a AAA publishing house, tied to one, being Sony, they might up that price.
40 and
30, 40 bucks. Yeah.
25.
I mean, I guess, no. Come on. Come on, man.
what?
but, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what comes from them. We don't know too much yet. Tiny Metal. I don't love the title. I don't love any
they
title.
They could have done better.
Yeah, I don't love any title that has the word tiny in it, because that's just like what shitty mobile games do. Mm-hmm. They're like Tiny House, Tiny Bird, mm-hmm. Tiny Clock, some shit.
Like Small Metal would have been better.
Yeah, or like Liquid Metal.
Liquid! No, you can't do Light Metal, because that's like, again, mobile stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. It's, anyway. Continuing on with Nintendo Switch news, there was Nintendo Switch Update 4.00 that just came out. It added some essential things. God damn it. So now you can capture video.
How long?
30 seconds.
What?
Yes.
What if I'm fighting a boss?
Hey, man, hope you can do it in 30 seconds. So it's limited to 30 seconds.
It's only
three games.
Game. Oh, one?
It's only three games, I believe, as of now. So we have Breath of the Wild, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, ARMS, and Splatoon 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it will now be available for Odyssey when that comes out next week. So you can only do 30 seconds at a time. I didn't see the exact resolution, but it does not post in a solid resolution at all. Post like shit. You can only do 30 seconds of it, which is shit. And all you can do is post it to Facebook or Twitter.
At 240p, right?
Essentially. I think it's probably like 480 or like something, some shit. Either way, it doesn't look good. And then when you put it through Facebook's compression, it looks even worse. So that's fun. It is only 30 seconds, only with select games. That's dumb as hell.
Yeah. To be fair, I still can't record anything from Persona 5.
Yeah, but overall, on like when you have PS4 share, mm-hmm. it works for everything, unless the developers purposely block it out.
Like, yeah, and like it lets like someone like the viewer or who's watching it, like let them get a chance to play it if the person were to switch over the controls.
Yeah, so it is dumb. They fucked it up. Good job, you fucking idiots.
Any good news coming out of this?
Do you like to set your user profile with different icons? There are 12 new Super Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild icons for your user.
Is the Mario Sombrero one out yet?
I hope so. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. You can now transfer your save data, user mm-hmm. and save data, to another system. They both have to have the 4.00 right. update.
This again, one's complicated.
That's something that should exist already. Mm-hmm. You can now pre-purchase in the Nintendo eShop, which is cool. That's another feature that's already around.
I thought you could, but I guess no. not.
Yeah. So now it'll be just like the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Nice.
Their news channel updates has a new look, and now you can unfollow channels, which is also nice. There was an update to the eShop that was independent of this, which now has a games on sale section, mm-hmm. Which is nice. There are like literally two games in that section because that's what Nintendo does.
Not and they're both games Pokemon.
No, they're never going to
put no, Pokemon Mario, anything first party is always going to be 40 to 50 bucks.
Yeah.
And then you'll find it occasionally on sale for 40 bucks on Amazon.
Yeah. There's different fucking what is now this says match software version with a group of local users. To create a group, head to the software options, software update, match version with local users. Everyone's software will be updated to match the most recent version of the group. All users must be on a system menu version 4.0.
Party system, right?
I guess whatever. And then the other thing is now wireless headsets work in docked and undocked, mm-hmm. I believe.
You just I think also have... wired, too.
Huh?
I think they said wired, too. Wired headsets for undocked, I think.
But not for chat and stuff.
Okay.
So, that's the whole thing.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, because why would they have that device?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they regretted it?
Yeah. Which, basically, as long as you have the USB dongle, because that's what does mm-hmm. it. So, you plug that into the dock, and then you can fucking play your shit, I guess.
That was my stomach.
So Scott, when are like the other updates going to come out where I can watch like YouTube or something for the Switch?
Probably like 2019 when YouTube has become the reason the Earth has fallen, and they decide now we have to delete the first year videos that ever came on here, everything that has Rick rolling in it, all the people who are adult babies, reviewing diapers, and shit like that.
When can I browse the internet on the Switch?
That's going to come, I think, around the time of the Avengers 6, which is 2039.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here's the thing. Nintendo fucking sucks. I've said it here before.
And you'll say it again.
And I'll say it
and
again.
And I'll never take it back.
And the thing is, and I've brought this up before, I said I wasn't going to get the Switch. Then I got the Switch. Then I played Breath of the Wild. And then I immediately got into put everything on the Switch. Although
now
I'm not,
he has the Splatoon headset.
And I'm not totally unreasonable where I think everything should be on it. But I like stuff on the Switch because I like playing it undocked and docked, and it's cool and it's fun and I like it. And so I made that concession. But I will never not be critical of a company. In the same way I love my PS4. Hands down, the best console that's been out, in my opinion, in 20 years. Well, that's, I think, fair to say because it's a better console for the most part. But they still do dumb shit. You can't fucking change your username.
No.
They
can't buy Cuphead.
They don't really innovate in any way, as we've talked about before, because they don't have to. If you were the only hamburger restaurant in the area, why are you going to put bacon on it?
Right.
You know, like, that's it. So, and then Nintendo just fucks up. Just let people record up to 15 minutes. Why do you give a shit, you fucking morons? When you get your game out there, I know you're Nintendo, but when people are on the fence about a game and then they watch a Twitch stream or just a clip on something, they go, oh, you know what? That pushed me over the edge. I'm going to buy this fucking game. Just do shit right. You're a massive fucking company. I know there's not dumbass people working there, but you do dumbass decisions like this. It's fucking stupid. It took you 9 years to let people fucking transfer their shit on a 3DS, you fucking morons. Like, it's stupid. Oh,
yeah, I gotcha.
You're dumb. Oh, your purchases are tied to this one console. If it breaks, you don't have it anymore. It's fucking, you fix that at the end of the Wii U's lifespan, I think. Like, it's so stupid. Nintendo, get your shit together. Yeah, I'm going to love Odyssey. Yeah, I love Breath of the Wild. The indies are pulling me in, and I love the Switch. But guess what? You're fucking stupid, and you fucking suck, and the kickstand is a bitch.
But I'm going to still buy your games.
And I'm still going to buy all the good ones. I love Metroid. I love shit. Everyone thought I was like a Nintendo hater when like...
I mean, you're not helping yourself right now, buddy.
No, because if you're a massive...
I mean, you can like the games that Nintendo makes.
He's very critical.
And I do.
You can just still hate Nintendo.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I have no impetus to love a brand. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, on here saying, hey, Culver's has the best fucking
French
fries. Because
I was there since day one. I bought their fucking playing cards when I was two.
You bought it when you were two? Nah,
they used to make, like... stupid toys and shit.
Yeah.
I think they still do.
I think they started with board games.
Yeah.
And I've no been there buying. Since the SNES. Like, obviously, it's why I got into games and stuff. But I don't have any fucking brand loyalty. You suck my dick. Just make good decisions.
I just go where the games are.
Which was not the Wii U.
No, I still went there.
Which was essentially not the Wii, which was essentially not the N64, because that bitch had like 83 games
they
total.
They had games that I wanted, so I bought them.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. This is going to be the first console in 20 years that Nintendo came out with that will have enough games to make you spend more than what the console is worth.
Yeah.
I remember saying, when there are three games for the Wii U I want, I'll buy one. That happened. I bought it. It remained only three games.
Like, hopefully I have at least more than 15 games by the end of the Switch's lifespan.
Yeah, and how sad is that? Because I bet on the PS4 you already have 35.
Yeah. But on the Wii U, I only have like six.
Yeah. And that was out for 4 years?
Sure.
Producing games. All I'm saying is Nintendo can be great, but they are fucking up with easy shit. Put a fucking YouTube app on there. Put a browser on there. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking tablet, you dipshit.
Yeah, that's coming.
Reminded me of all the 360 games I had. I had like multiple shoeboxes full of games.
That's a lot of
games. Then I narrowed it down to the end of its lifespan to like eight that I played all the time.
And I did the same thing. I have like six, and plus like some digital ones on there too. But like... I just fucking get it together, Nintendo, and send me another Switch because I'm going to smash mine.
Directly after this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Let's say, now that I got the new update, you can just transfer everything over.
Yeah. But anyway, Switch is great. Pick one up, guys. all right, what do we got going on? Ooh, Justin, you got heated over this. Tell us what's going on.
I was going to say, you know what's not great?
What's that?
The loot boxes. And, you know, it's even more not great
are
these microtransactions. And so pretty much Activision patented a new thing where they have pretty much a matchmaking to where, like, let's say, Scott, if you were to, like, buy a weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you buy the example they use is Scott buys a snipe rifle. He will be put into a match against people who aren't perfective, well, aren't really, I guess, effective against sniper rifles, mm-hmm. which in return is going to make him feel like, oh, like, I'm dominating because I bought this weapon. So I'm going to go back and buy more weapons. And so this is like pretty much the thing that Activision pretty much patented, and this was announced earlier in the week and stuff like that.
So they did patent this like a year ago, and it just recently got approved.
Yes.
So that was the thing. Can I read these quotes from Kotaku?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it says, for example, if a player purchased a particular weapon, as Justin was saying, the microtransaction engine may match the player in a gameplay session in which the particular weapon is highly effective. Again, as Justin said, the text of the patent reads, this may encourage the player to make future purchases to achieve similar gameplay results. So again, paying to win.
Yes.
That's exactly so, what that's
so like last week we were like the, pretty much the main thing was like loot boxes and loot crates.
Yeah.
And then, so now it's just like, oh, on top of that, it's pretty much paid to win a match, because like pretty much if you buy a game, you go against people who are pretty much already guaranteed set to win the game.
Mm-hmm. So I know I've seen like older games have this kind of stuff, like the pay to win stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised it still hasn't like kind of just gone away.
Yeah.
That's a lot like how Scott said, we are instant gratification now. So if we want to win, we go out, buy a weapon, we win. If not, then we got to suffer through it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because Capcom kind of dabbled in the whole pay-to-win kind of thing. They didn't really see it as pay-to-win, but it for Street Fighter Cross Tekken, they had the gem system, and you can buy certain gems from online,
yeah,
and they would give you certain effects, like less cooldown on this attack, or immediate link to this combo. And so that's essentially, like, in a fighting game, that's a pay-to-win kind of thing,
yeah.
Where like you deplete a frame from this attack, and... That flopped immediately, and Street Fighter Cross Tekken was bad, and they just never did it.
Well, that's why
stuck to costumes.
A little while ago, Capcom brought out their pay to lose strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was releasing Street Fighter V and having a bunch of losers buy it.
Oh, I was about to say, like, releasing their games and then having people
yeah, and lose money.
Yeah, yeah.
On a not complete game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
it's getting
that's
there.
Cool. But that was also like some time ago.
Yeah.
And like now, it's just like, people will play anything, or well, they'll pay anything to like pretty much get that instant gratification. Mm-hmm. A lot like the big gripe was the Shadow of War, how it's a single player game, but inside you have microtransactions which don't affect multiplayer because there's no multiplayer.
That's so weird. So like, are they gonna have like specific rooms so you can like everybody who's played a win essentially is in that?
No. So what Justin was describing, and I think what this quotation kind of means, is that if you buy, like Justin buys some crazy powerful weapon, he gets to join a match where he can just dominate people.
Yeah.
And those people go, I want to dominate like that guy. I want to be like my big brother.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy it.
You're going to find out what that shotgun is. They're going to probably find a way to show you like what weapon you got killed with. And you're going to go buy that weapon. And then they put you in a match where you dominate people with that weapon. Mm-hmm. And then they go, well, I need to get that. So it's like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so this is pretty much just going to be like pretty much the Call of Duty series going into the future. Probably not like next year, but probably like 2020.
They have not yet implemented this, as the patent did just get approved.
Yep.
I know that, what's his name, Deej from Destiny?
Yeah, the community manager.
He said that it is not in play on Destiny 2.
Yep.
So just because they didn't have the patent doesn't mean it hasn't been in anything, but I think Activision came out and said, hey, we're always working on new stuff. This hasn't been put in place yet. But they will for sure.
Yeah. And then people also have to, I don't know if this is different, but like Activision is also partnered with Blizzard.
Yeah.
And so like if Blizzard were to do this, then that would be pretty much just like billions of dollars to them. And so that they can just make in addition to their games.
Yeah, I mean, it of course would never be in Overwatch, because as we talked about, that's just cosmetic stuff.
Ooh, it may be.
I really doubt it. The Overwatch and Blizzard, they've cultivated this this community,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they would risk fucking it up.
For sure.
They already said like, hey, Tracer's gay, and had 20 million people probably quit because they're pieces of shit.
They're
you know?
Also like making a butt ton of money on just loot boxes for cosmetics.
Exactly.
Like they're set. Like,
they're good. I think, you know, I've brought this up before. Like what people do seem to forget is that like people think of like video games as a good, you know, as goods. You buy a video game and you possess a video game. But the market is like, no, video games are a service.
Right.
We provide you a service and you pay for that service. They want it to be like a subscription almost, like a like you pay for Netflix every month. You put some money into Call of Duty, Black Ops 4 or whatever, you know, like they're in this to make money. And you have essentially two options. You can get rid of loot boxes and microtransactions and this and that and pay $75 for a video game. Or you could have the option of having microtransactions and just not do it. And I kind of talked about how that is predatory on some people who do have either some sort of addiction, or are people like Justin was saying that need that immediate gratification and don't want to grind anymore. They don't want to work for it. They don't want to play for it. And I think it just comes to, are those games making it so you get a worse experience from not paying for it? And if it comes down to that, don't buy that game.
Yeah, and I'd say that, and that's the fine line where we're at right now, really. And as you can say, a lot of people say, like, vote with your wallet and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, people who don't buy it are just, like, dramatically, like, outnumbered by people who do buy it.
Yeah, it's just, you gotta chip away, you know? You gotta say, this is the first time I'm not buying this game. And I know a lot of people find that difficult. Like, every time a new Call of Duty comes out, people don't like it for one reason or another, and they go, I'm not going to buy it. And then six of your friends buy it, and you go, well, I have to. And that's what they're banking on. So it doesn't even matter what kind of quality game they come out with or anything like that. The only thing that makes Call of Duty change is Battlefield, is the Tom Clancy games, whatever, you know. So there's no reason for them to do better. So you just sort of have to take that step of saying, I don't need this. In the same way that whenever they have sales, you know, the way people think of a like a sale is you go, this game was $30. Now it's $15. I'm saving $15. The way you need to think about it is I'm spending $15. Mm-hmm. You're not saving anything. You're spending money. Like, the only way that ever works is if you go, today I'm going to buy this game for $60. And then you see it for $45. You saved $15. Cool. But whenever they have a sale, it's not like, oh, I'm saving $10. No, you still spent $20. You lost money in this transaction. Was it worth it to you?
That's the thing.
That's the same thing they do with, like, loot boxes and stuff. Like, when they put them on sale, it's like, oh, loot boxes instead of $5 are now $2.50, which in return, like, oh, it's $2.50 for a loot box.
Yeah.
I'm still going to spend...
That's half the
price. I'm going to spend another additional $2.50 on another box.
Yeah.
So you're spending the same amount,
and
really.
The thing is, it's like, you know, the whole, like, free market is, like, supply and demand, right? This is a digital fake thing. There is no supply and demand. It's not like, oh, I'm getting two for the price of one. It's like, no, dude, it's all just code. That's not how this works at all.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, you're paying for ones, like, ones and zeros, X's and O's, pretty much.
Yeah, like hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about. Yeah, so it's... It's one of those things I honestly don't necessarily have a problem with this, because all that means for me is, like, if I'm going to buy a car and I find out that the new Toyota Prius has replaced the airbag with a sword, I'm not going to buy that car. And then eventually they're going to stop doing that. So if you crash and you get stabbed in the face with a sword, guess what, man?
That's what the manufacturer recalls are for.
You paid for it.
Yeah, well, there seems to be a sword in your car.
Say, like, who? Like, this is just the beginning, but who knows, like, I don't know, 15 years later down the road, they're going to release a $60 game. And in addition to, like, you can pay for an additional content, which gives you, like, an HD package, which gives you, like, more enemies in the world, different guns. Stuff like that should be, like, implemented, like, already in a game. Like, how we were talking about, like, how games come out where they're not complete or whatever, but you can pay for stuff like an HD package, HD texture pack or something. Like, stuff like that should be implemented into the base game instead of added on.
But then people need to understand, and they will refuse to, that games should be more expensive. That's it. In 15 years, games will not be $60. The only way they can maintain a $60 price point is, one, discs have to be gone. Cartridges have to be gone. Everything has to be digital. And the other thing that people get is it costs money to publish on a platform. When you say I'm bringing a game to the PS4, like, if Cuphead comes to the PS4, it's not just the development of making it work on that system, it's the cost of publishing it. If you're paying $40,000 just to publish it, and you don't have that market. If you're a small indie title and you want to do that, it's nearly impossible. That's why you don't see an indie studio going to like immediately PS4. They start at PC, hope they get enough money, and then move that over. And games should cost more. They've been $60 for the past 12 years or so. And before that, they were 50. But then again, back when it was like N64, Super Nintendo, all like those games were $60, $80. There was no like minimum or maximum price point. You could put out a Final Fantasy game and being like, I don't know, it's $85. Like, that's just what it is. So the fact that it's still 60 is amazing. So if you like, don't buy the games that have implemented this shit that you don't like, and do buy the games that don't, and just remember that like eventually it's going to create a domino effect. If you don't get it and your two friends don't get it, their two friends don't get it, whatever, eventually you're going to say, okay, we're looking at our numbers, we're fucking up, we've made money hand over fist every year with the Call of Duty series, what did we do wrong with this one? Well, is it the fact that we set it in World War II, or is it the fact that we make you pay, you know, $11 to have like a crazy powered sniper rifle?
Yeah.
So that's my thing, is I get that it's a business, but understand that it's a business and understand your role in that business as
a sucker.
As a consumer.
As a consumer, yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Anything else on that?
No.
All right.
Cool.
Who's going to make Dead Space?
Yeah. So, EA has officially shut down Visceral Games. They made, as Jose mentioned, Dead Space. They made the Battlefield Hardline game that was like a so-so title. People didn't really care too much about it, I guess. Kind of got overlooked. And they, of course, were working on a Star Wars game that was in development right now. So first of all, I want to say I hope everyone there lands on their feet.
Right.
This is EA's fault. EA, a huge company who, what was it, in 2015, they won like worst company to work for in all of America or whatever because they're shitty to their employees. They're a huge company that terribly mismanaged a smaller development studio, fucked everything up, and now hundreds of people have lost their jobs. So EA, suck my dick. You can do the same thing. And fuck you. And you ruined people's lives, probably. And the thing that bugged me most, I guess, how do you guys feel about it? What's going on in your mind?
I mean, it sucks. I mean, people lost their jobs, but... fuck.
As far as like the larger thing, of course, we're, you know,
my thing is they probably put like a set date out for that Star Wars game or whatever, and so many people are like burning themselves out, and they're like, well, this game doesn't have any direction that we think that it should be in, so we're just gonna shut the studio down.
You think they shut down the studio because of one game?
No, I'm just saying like in general, just like they probably set out like expectations or like set date for like productions or whatever. Mm-hmm. And to them, like they weren't up to where they were comfortable. So they were just like, well, we got to shut the studio down. Much like how like Lionhead was shut down when they were doing like the Fable stuff.
Oh yeah. They were doing that Fable MMO or whatever.
Fuck, man.
I mean, my biggest issue with this is immediately everyone went to who's going to make that Star Wars game? And it's like, it doesn't matter. It's how many Star Wars games have we seen die on the table?
How many Star Wars games are good?
Close to like end of development too, I think.
Yeah. Like what was that fucking 1313, which looked Bounty amazing? There's like a newer version of Republic Commando where you had like the squad based shit and everything.
The Darth Maul game they're trying to do.
Yeah, like the Star Wars franchise is like game wise is not very good.
No, fucking.
They have a terrible track record, but I wouldn't say this is based off the Star Wars game. And I understand that like that's what most people are going to be about because again, this is like the game industry. But it's probably like EA was just like, hey, like you guys didn't do this or whatever. Or we're not comfortable, and they probably gave them just like an impossible like task or set date, and just like, hey, you guys are done for pretty much. Which is really shitty.
Patrick Soderlund, he said, our Visceral Studio has been developing an action-adventure title set in the Star Wars universe. In its current form, it was shaping up to be a story-based linear adventure game. Throughout the development of the process, we have been testing the game concept with players, listening to feedback about what and how they want to play, and closely tracking fundamental shifts in the marketplace. It has become clear that to deliver an experience that players will want to come back to and enjoy for a long time to come, we need to pivot the design. He also said they are in the process of ramping down and closing the studio, and they're in the midst of shifting as many of the team as possible to other projects and teams at EA. So again, hopefully people will
find jobs
inside that company or elsewhere. And the games industry as a whole is real fucked up in a lot of places. Crunch being something that's talked about a lot recently, which is basically killing yourself in order to get a game out on time or fix these bugs or do X, Y, and Z and not Pokemon Jose. And yeah, I mean, who's going to make that Star Wars game? EA. They're going to put something out. It's not going to be very good. And then you're going to forget about it like every other Star Wars game. I don't know. Like I like KOTOR 2. I mean, also, but KOTOR 2 was also okay.
Yeah, just like it. I don't know. Trying to put myself in someone's, like, if it were me, and I was like, oh, like, I'm brand new to this industry. I moved out to, I don't know, like the East Coast to work for EA. East Coast or West Coast or whatever, to work for EA. All of a sudden, just like, I'm brand new and never lived here. All of a sudden, I'm out of a job. So now I'm stuck in New York with no money. That's shitty.
Yeah, and you know, a studio closing down, people just think of it as just another branch, but it's like, it is people
losing jobs.
Yeah, you'll get your fucking game somehow, and guess what? If you don't, there are going to be 30 other that come out.
Better ones, probably.
Yeah, and that's not to say anything about the studio, but I feel bad for anyone that has to work under EA, honestly. Yeah. EA, if you want to give me a job, I'll take it. But
like, begin the shills.
It was like EA and Comcast were like the two worst companies in 2015. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right. They both are like soulless marketplaces that don't give a shit and release the same sports games every year. And I do mean Comcast EA. Yeah. I hate the fact, why every year do I have to see the Ravens play the Hawks, you know? Two birds? That doesn't make any sense.
Obviously, the Hawks gonna win.
Yeah, against the Raven? To quote the Raven, 4 score. That's not a thing. I thought that was a football term when I said it. That was Abraham Lincoln.
That's a football term. I'm pretty sure it is.
I was trying to go on your third down bullshit that you said.
They scored 4 times. Yeah,
I think it's when you get a touchdown and then you go and take the ball like away from the kicker when it goes to kick, and then you run it back to your touchdown.
Oh boy, to your touchdown.
4 times. Yeah, not, 4 times.
Not your end zone, your touchdown.
Yeah.
I remember when I was like a kid, and you know, they kicked a field goal, and my dad was like, "Yeah, 3 points." And then they got a touchdown and they kicked a field goal, and he was like, 1 point. And I was like, I'm out. This is fucking ridiculous.
Wait, they did the
like,
same you see twice. Shit. Why are they different points?
Yeah,
Dad?
Why are they different points? That makes no sense. Like, imagine if someone hit a home run and they were like, all right, well, that's 3.
I just like that your dad was so excited for 1 point.
Yeah. To quote NFL Blitz, tack on that extra point. Dun, dun.
What?
Do you guys not remember NFL Blitz?
I never played Blitz.
They were like very over animated or whatnot. Like,
they were you could just, there were no rules in the game.
It's like backyard football, pretty much.
Just take your helmet off and start wailing on the guy.
Yeah, essentially. So your whole thing was like
I think made by EA, by the way.
Oh, that's the Blitz part.
NFL Blitz. You'd play as people and you could like break people's legs and arms and stuff. You couldn't like grapple them and do it, but like you could tackle someone so hard that something broke.
Jeez.
But typically what you would do is, what I would do is interfere with a player. So as they're about to catch it, you just fucking tackle the shit out of them. And then you like hover over their body and you talk shit to them as the ball like just falls and hits the ground, basically.
Wow.
And you don't have to stand formation. You can just like run around all the time.
That's intense.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid, but me and my dad played it on PS1. Anyway, anything else to say on Visceral?
Mm-mm.
You, Justin?
Nah.
All right, so chill out. Star Wars will come out. And watch Solo, A Star Wars Story. I have a short cameo as someone who sucked Ron Howard's dick. We'll be back in a little.
And we're back, y'all.
Yeah, that's right. And this week, we're back with a new segment that I like to call Steamed Hams. Play that noise.
I thought we were having steamed clams.
No, no, I said steamed hams. That's what I call hamburgers.
You call hamburgers steamed hams?
Yes, it's a regional dialect.
We'll see if I remember to put that in afterwards. The steamed hams. So this is a ham-fisted pun, fully intended, way to get a Simpsons reference into the name of this segment. I'm also wearing a Simpsons t-shirt right now.
Scott and likes the Simpsons.
I do. It's good, and you should like it too. So in this segment, I like to call Steamed Hams, I will give both of you 3 games. In the future, we may do more games, but I didn't have a ton of time. So I will go back and forth between the two of you, Jose and Justin, and I will give you the name of a game, the title, as well as a brief synopsis or just a little bit about what the game is. And you have to tell me, is this a game that is available on Steam, or is this some bullshit that I made up? So is it real, or am I just steaming your hams? All right, you guys get it?
Yeah.
I think remember, you're already steaming my hams, bud.
So you don't buzz in. We're going to start with Jose, and then we'll go to you. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So you have to tell me, is this real, or did I make this up? All right, Jose, are you ready?
Mm.
Put 30 seconds on the clock. No.
Another touchdown.
Okay, this game is called Banana Town. Some time ago, a mad scientist devised an evil plan to create an army of monkeys that will maintain a vast kingdom to rule over and have whatever he wants. Fortunately, these monkeys weren't smart enough, so the doctor invented a serum. He injected them into the bananas to make the monkeys smarter. They didn't like them, so they just pretty much threw those bananas away. And then one of the bananas got up, realized his dire situation, and ran out of the trash can. And as far as he could from the castle. And then he basically just kept running and running. And he decided to make a town of bananas.
Is that the synopsis?
Yeah, that's it. I'm just telling you a little bit what it's about. I have to cut out some words in case. If it is real, if it's not, you know.
I think you're steaming my hams.
That is a real game.
Yeah.
You have negative 1 point.
How much?
Huh?
How much is that game?
Oh, I didn't see. I will start bringing that next time. I believe all the ones that I have are real this week are early access titles.
Okay.
That is a real game called Banana Town. And I watched a little video of it. I said, all right, I'll give you $35. And it was only like two, so it was weird that I did that.
How about Witcher for cheaper than that?
Yeah. Okay, Justin, are you ready for yours?
Yep.
Put 90 seconds on the clock.
All right.
One is called... It's Justin, come on. This one is called Samhain World.
What's it called?
Samhain World. Is it the world where steel and elixirs try to change fate? Every great person started from small things. The great warrior began with the forging of the sword, the magician from cooking beverages. And me? I start my adventure in the village. I do not know what I'm doing here, but everyone knows me. I do not have weapons. I have to find something. And tax collector. I have to get a sword or wand, then get rid of the thugs and run to the castle. A beautiful woman stands near a deer. These are the days that a woman, I have to ask for directions. Is this real or fake?
I think you're steaming my hams, bud.
Ooh, that is a real game.
Damn.
It's called Samhain World. You both have negative 1 point, so this is good.
I think it's now we just have to keep losing to see who has the most negative points.
This is a very weird game. I do believe this person may have lost some stuff in translation. I also cut out a couple key phrases like, I feel that I will have a long mission. On the crown of the king, who I chose this hairstyle. Limbs probably also I have changed. I have a headache. These are all real things that I copy and pasted from the Steam.
From Steam. I have a headache.
I feel like this guy was writing stuff and then accidentally wrote his thoughts. It's, okay. Jose, are you ready for round two?
Yeah.
So far, so good. This one is called Swirly Bird. Fly in the sky, eat a pie, high dive, and be a dove in this happy tapper of a sprawling urban jungle. You are Jacob or Sarah. You can be a lady bird or a man bird. And you must deliver your french fries to your friends on the other end of town. Every obstacle you encounter means the difference between a big dinner and a big winner. That's so stupid. And empty plates for your bird friends. Make it to your pals in record time, receive special bonuses like extra fries to catch, or upgrades like a giant boxing glove to punch obstacles out of your way. Learn to fly or die.
Hold on, before we go any further, I just wanted to say that that's the best synopsis ever for any game.
is Swirly Bird. Is that real? Yeah. Or am I steaming those hams?
Oh, yeah, it's real.
That is fake.
So I kind of thought it was fake because you laughed at it. Yeah. And I was like, this fucker.
He's like, that's good. That's good.
I'm acting.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. But I was like, but it's also a tapper, and that's like a big, there's a lot of tappers out
yeah,
on Steam.
Yeah,
right.
I was thinking of like a Flappy Bird type game. But wouldn't you play that game where you deliver French fries to another bird?
Yeah,
that's fun.
I would play that game.
All right, so -2 to -1. We're moving on to Justin.
120 on the clock, please.
1 hour, 20 minutes. Throw it down. Okay, this one is called Orbitum's Hull, H-U-L-L. So a space thing, and I guess like a ship thing. Dragons have come and gone, with only so much as a whimper on the breeze. They have been poached to near extinction by your kin and the denizens of your village. In a high fantasy adventure, it is your duty to protect the remaining dragons from extinction. How will you accomplish this massive feat? Will you shepherd them to a new home on a near mountaintop? Will you stop the villagers by farce or by force? Or will you succumb to the immense pressure of your peers and end the dragons and their immense power yourself? It is up to you. It is because of you. Orbitum's Hull. Is that real? Am I steaming those hams?
I'm going to say it's real.
That is also fake.
Damn it. Jesus. This sounded so good.
This is good. I feel so good about this game because I was like, they're clearly going to know it's real and fake. This is excellent. That is a fake game that I made up about poaching dragons and one man's
journey. Wait, so you came up with
them.
That whole synopsis yourself?
Yeah.
Fuck you. That was good.
All these fake ones I'm writing. I'm sitting down at
Early
my computer.
Early access is a weird thing.
I know. That's why I chose it yeah. because it's fucked up. So yeah, that is also fake. So you both have -2. So far, it's a tie. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So if either of you guys get a point, you could win. Also,
I think once we hit -1.
Yeah, once we hit negatives, I don't think anybody wins after that.
I should say the winner gets to give me $5 next month and every remaining month that we do the podcast. Yeah. And the loser has to do that, but also kiss me. And if you guys match, you guys have to kiss $5.
Oh, we're matching right now.
Oh, shit. You both got little V-necks, except you have a lot less chest hair by having zero chest hairs.
Yeah, zero. So jealous.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm in the middle of you guys, so... All right, ready?
Literally and physically, you are.
Literally and physically, which I think are the same thing in this case. Because I'm physically, literally in between you. Okay, Jose, this one is called Space Oddity, Moon Rocks. And Moon Rocks is spelled with an X at the end of it. So it's like Space Odyssey. The face of space is ready. Craters hold the secret. Will Mars be? Mansters will be there for you to death. Pick up weapons and find your kill in no gravity. No bugs in the game. Reviews are liars.
Hold on, those reviews are lying, by the way. Just so you guys know, they're lying.
The reviews are liars, and liars is spelled with an E. L-I-E-R-S.
Oh my god, this is hard. Because I can go back to when we have used liars like that.
I don't remember what you're talking about, but I'll agree with you because I don't remember anything.
reviews are lies.
Remember, no, they're liars. Oh, remember that monsters will be there for you to death. So you can death all the monsters you can find, basically.
I guess I'll say it's real.
I was steaming those hams, boy. That's fake.
Because no, our old friend would spell liars with L-I-E-R.
Oh, man. Okay. So far, we got...
Oh, my God. Justin.
It's up to me.
It's up to you.
This one is called Jamg.
Jamg? J-A-M-K?
G. J-A-M-G.
Oh, Jamg.
It might be Jamg, but I like to think it's Jamg.
Okay.
Or Jamg. Control a ball on a course. Solve your way through levels packed with obstacles, traps, and mazes. Morph into a bigger ball or smaller ball to get through these brain-twisting puzzles and challenges. Jamg.
Is that real?
Am I steaming those hams?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, man. So it seems like all of them have been tough because you guys have 0 points.
I'm going to say it's real.
And with that, Justin has won the game. Yeah. Justin has won steamed hams.
Negative what? Negative two.
Negative 2 points. And Jose with a negative 3. We'll try to keep a rolling tally and see that. Yeah,
so
man.
Far it's 1-1.
Yep, 1-1. Oh,
that is fantastic. Very proud of myself because I was like, man, they're going to know.
Mansters.
That's so funny.
Don't forget you got to feed the bird fries.
Yeah, man. Swirly bird. Any of these ideas, by the way, if someone wants to make them, just give me a dollar. My favorite phrase ever is probably, Mansters will be there for you to death. I saw that other one.
Reviews are liars.
Yeah.
I think we have our title.
What, reviews are liars? Yeah. But we only have 5-star reviews right now, so that would not be good. reviews are liars.
Yeah. Yeah, they're okay.
To be fair. Is that a segment you think we should bring back in the future? Bring back.
I had fun with it.
And you guys can always, of course, do yours. I do have fun writing these synopses. But yeah, the ones that were real, I did copy. I took out some words, edited some stuff, but they're real. And they're available for you on Early Access, so get to them.
Steam Early Access.
Steam Early Access. So with that, we will be right back with more, but not really, of the podcast. Wait, I don't do a break at this part.
Oh, do you?
No, so...
No, because it's the outro.
So. No, leave it in there. Oh, I just lost the sound.
All right. Forget what I said. So with that, this has been episode 36 of The Rat King. We're still the number one gaming podcast coming out of the Midwest. We're still available to review on Apple Podcasts and on Google Play and SoundCloud. Leave a 5-star review. We'll give you a shout out. I think next week we're probably going to do listener emails. So get in your emails to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. Ask us whatever questions, give us corrections, do whatever. You want to shout out somebody's birthday, maybe we'll do that. I don't give a shit. But yeah, we'll do that. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @RatKingPodcast. We occasionally post some shit, which is fun. Check out my hole-in-one and give me a 5-star review on Instagram.
Send us your credit card numbers.
Yeah, and make sure the 3-digit code on the back is visible. Just send us pictures, really. And send us your PIN number. Jose, you got anything to plug this week?
No.
Okay, well, you can check out Jose @NotJoseMerguia on Twitter and Instagram. He's been posting a lot for Inktober. If you like what he's drawing,
give him a 5-star review.
Give him a 5-star review and give him like $5 to draw something for you. My challenge to you, Jose, is for a birthday gift, I'd like you to draw my dog like Stogie from Mission Hill.
Oh my God. yeah.
So that's my challenge for you. Justin, you got anything going on this week?
Nope.
All right. And like I said, you can find me on Twitter occasionally making a joke about Nazis. Like, I don't know, something about like Mario wearing a dress. It's all fun and games until someone gets squirt. With that, I'm going to keep saying with that. So I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Merguia.
And I've been Justin Stokes.
Be cool.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Smile, hey, meets Mr. Zuth. Smile, hey, meets Mr. Zuth.